After 5 long years, the Iraq War continues to convulse itself to an indeterminate end. For those involved, both Iraqi and American, the most probable outcomes are tragically undesirable. In the meantime, I continue to live my idyllic life down here on the peninsula, worried about the stock market, my 401k, where to go on our next big vacation, and the menu for our next dinner party. The vast majority of us Americans are doing exactly what is being asked of us for this war, absolutely nothing. Even the economic and financial burdens of the war are swept into the future for future generations to deal with. Less than 1% of us are directly engaged in this war, and they bear the overwhelming burden of combat, separation, lives interrupted, and lives destroyed. Their families suffer quiet days and nights of gut-wrenching worry and anguish. Meanwhile, our campuses are pictures of busy tranquility. No signs of outrage or protest there. And why should there be? The war has nothing to do with these people. Someone else is handling the problem. The pervasive sense of national service and obligation died in the Vietnam War in the 1960s, just a few years after JFK's stirring speech. But have we already germinated the seeds of the next war while fumbling our way through this one? Are we creating a leadership class who see war as costless and only a minor inconvenience? 20 or 30 years from now, will the next versions of Cheney, Bush, Pearl, and Wolfowitz send another generation of lower and middle-class kids off to fight another unnecessary war? Attempts to create a mandatory national service policy for the young never seem to get beyond the casual conversation stage. This great nation and its leaders do not seem to have the will to re-energize our youth into national service. We'll see how things work out in the next 20 or 30 years. In the meantime, what do you think? A Fumé Blanc or a Chardonnay to go with a goat cheese appetizer? With a perspective, this is Greg Unangst.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.